Today on Press TV, Egypt's main opposition bloc, the National Salvation Front, has called for the toppling of President Mohamed Morsi. The group says Morsi should be tried for the killing and torture of protesters. Meanwhile, new clashes between riot police and protesters have left one person dead in the capital, Cairo. The Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council says Iran will help Damascus stand against plots by the global arrogance. Said Jalili, who is in Damascus, encouraged the Islamic and Arabic countries to do whatever it takes to reduce the suffering of the Syrian people. Hundreds of people take to the streets of central Munich to protest against the German Security Conference and the NATO alliance. The protesters call for the withdrawal of German troops from Afghanistan and for Berlin to not support the French-led war in Mali. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov meets with Maaz al-Khatib, the leader of the so-called Syrian National Coalition, in Munich. The meeting was held on the sidelines of an international security conference there. There are no details about the meeting, but some sources say Lavrov has invited al-Khatib to Moscow for further talks. Clashes once again break out between Israeli troops and Palestinians as Israeli forces dismantle another Palestinian encampment in the occupied West Bank. Several people have also been arrested near the village of Burin. This is the fourth protest camp to have been set up by Palestinians in recent weeks. French President François Hollande is in Mali on a day-long trip. The visit comes as the French-led offensive on the West African country enters its fourth week. Hollande says during his trip he'll discuss the reduction of French troops in the country in order to make way for joint African Union forces. In Russia, parades in the city, formerly known as Stalingrad, commemorate the 70th anniversary of the end of the bloody battle that took place there in World War II. The Nazis laid siege to the city for 6 months and the Russians and Germans engaged in intense fighting. Well over a million people died in the battle, which ended in defeat for the Nazis. And an Egyptian court sentences the Mubarak-era interior minister to 3 years in prison for exploiting police cadets. Habib Al-Adli is currently serving a 12-year sentence for money laundering and profiteering. He's also expected to stand trial for involvement in the killing of Egyptian protesters during the 2011 revolution. Those are latest here on Press TV.